the thing that potatoes and would be shipped in, or feed would come in?
Well, that would have to be a barrel, wouldn't it? Or would it be a bag?
I was thinking some sort of bag or sack. You know, that rough cloth.
Yeah. Must be a bag. That's all I know.
You ever heard that called a croaker
bag?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it now?
Mm-hmm. Croaker bag.
Okay. And, say, if you wanted to take corn to the mill to be ground, what might you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
We used to take a peck.
Mm-hmm.
Or a half bushel.
Mm-hmm. Or say, if you just filled up a sack with corn and took that on them, you might say you took a what of corn?
I'd say you took a bag of corn.
Uh-huh. Would you use an expression like a turn of corn?
I don't think so. Would you?
I mean, did you ever hear that expression?
I've heard people say, oh, what a turn that is. That's too heavy.
What would they say that about?
Anything that they were carrying. If it would be corn, okay. If not, something else.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if you had all the wood you could hold, you'd say you had a...
Turn of wood.
Okay. And say if someone didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he just had a...
Just a piece of a load, or a half load.
Okay. And when the lamp on the porch isn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new...
wick, or a burner.
Or nowadays, it'd be a new...
Be a new bulb.
Okay. And if you're going to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a... clothes...
hamper.
Or a...
basket.
Okay. And say if you opened a bottle and then wanted to close it back up so the liquid wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in a...
cork.
Okay. What if it's made out of glass? What would you call it?
Stopper.
Okay. And this is something that... a musical instrument you'd play like this.
That's a mouth organ. Used to be called harps.
Uh-huh. But now it's called a...
mouth organ.
Uh-huh. What about something that goes like this?
Well, that's a juice harp.
Okay. And the thing that you pound nails with would be a...
hammer.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece that comes between them?
Well, that's a... tongue.
Okay. What if you have a buggy?
Well, you'd have shafts on that.
Mm-hmm. And, talking about... huh?
How is that spelt now?